This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Last night, the city of Carbondale on the western slope provided its last meal to a group of new immigrants who were discovered living unhoused this winter. Like most people in the group, Ricardo Urbina is from Venezuela and has been living in a city-run shelter for months. While he's worried about city services for the group winding down, he's elated that he just received documentation to legally work in the U.S.
That
means a lot to me because, as you know, here in the workforce, for us Latinos or immigrants, without that kind of documentation, there's not a lot we can do.
Urbina's next goal is to find housing. The city's shelter will close April 1st. Republican officials in El Paso County meet today to consider candidates for the Congressional District 5 primary. Three candidates hope to gain enough delegate support to claim a spot on the ballot. They include the current head of the state GOP, Dave Williams, as well as anti-tax crusader Doug Bruce. The Colorado Springs Congressional District is an open seat because longtime Congressman Doug Lamborn has retired. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In the central and southwest mountains, snow this weekend. For Denver and the Springs and Grand Junction, snow Sunday night. Metro highs today in the 60s with clouds. It's 9:06.